Raider fans. With me, I have Rashad Jennings. Rashad, I'm presenting you with an award for the Player of the Month. You had 90 rushes for 448 yards. You had two games in which you rushed for over 100 yards in the month of November. And you also had an 80-yard touchdown against the Houston Texans. So for that, Barron's Jewelers would like to give you this award. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Hey, and first, give honor to God. And two, offensive line, receivers making big plays down the field, fullbacks, tight end. So this goes to the offensive side of the ball.
Did you expect to have such a great month?
I keep my head down. I wear a mouthpiece that's considered to be a pacifier. With that, I just shut up and work.
Yeah, Rashad Jennings does his talking on the football field, and he is our Barron's Player of the Month for November. Barron's has been a proud sponsor of Oakland Raiders football for many, many years. And look at the month of November for Rashad Jennings. Raiders played five games in November, starting with the Philadelphia game all the way to Thanksgiving Day. More yards from scrimmage than any player in football, nearly 600. And that is certainly good news for Dennis Allen with the injury to Darren McFadden. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Rashad has had a tremendous month of November for you.
Yeah, he's had a great month. And really, he's had a good year for us. Especially early in the year, he helped us out tremendously on special teams, specifically on the punt return team with a couple of block kicks. And then when he's been able to go in there, when Darren hadn't been able to go, he's really stepped up and played really well for us. So really happy for him, really proud of him. He's done a great job for us.
Got two more touchdowns for you Thursday on Thanksgiving. Did suffer an injury late in the game. He took that knee to the helmet from the safety Heath, and he was knocked woozy. And his status for the game this Sunday in New York is up in the air. And you may not have Darren McFadden as well on Sunday, huh?
Yeah, there's a chance that those guys won't be able to play. But we'll see as we get closer to game time whether or not they'll be able to go. And if they're not, then we'll have a backup plan, and we've got some other guys that we feel confident that can go in and do the job for us. Marcel Reese is a guy that's carried the ball for us. When he filled that role last year, played exceptionally well as the lead running back, and we've moved Tywan Jones back to running back this week, and we'll look to get him in the game and see if we can't get him, get some explosive gains out of him. And also Jamez Olawale is another guy that we can use back there.
Jared Valdir makes the return. This is something that's unusual for a guy to spend this much time away from the team, but with this new designation to come back and return from IR. And he comes back on Thanksgiving Day with the whole country watching and blocks one of the great rush ends in football in DeMarcus Ware, and seemed to do pretty well. When you watch the film back, how did he play in his first game back?
He played well. He played well. And Jared's a guy that, obviously we were counting on heavily this year to be our left tackle and kind of, be the anchor of that offensive line over there. And unfortunately, he suffered the injury. But we were able to get him back. He played well in the Cowboy game, and we've got him for four more weeks. So we're excited about where he's at, and hopefully he'll continue to get better, as he continues to get more reps and more playing time.
Matt made a couple of big errors in the game in Dallas, the fumbled snap and the fade to Jacoby late. But seven straight third downs he converted. He played brilliantly in that second quarter. Overall, he appeared to be poised again. As you assess him moving forward, what do you see from Matt McGloin?
Well, I see a guy that's going to continue to improve. As a young player, you're going to make mistakes. And the thing that I've been most impressed with him is he's been able to learn from his mistakes, and he hadn't made the same mistake twice. So that's what you look for in a young player. You want to look for continued improvement. And he's done that. And there's been times where he's really looked like a veteran quarterback in there and played really well. And then obviously there's been times where, he looks like a rookie playing quarterback in the National Football League. But overall, I've been very pleased with his performance.
He's made three straight starts for Terrell since Terrell had the sprained MCL. Is Terrell Pryor healthy, first of all? And what role do you envision for him in the final four games?
Yeah, well, I think he's getting closer to full health. I don't know if he's 100% healthy yet. I'm talking about Terrell, but I still envision a role where he's going to be involved in the offense, where we can get him in some specific packages, maybe a series or two in the football game, to try to keep defenses honest and make them have to account for the quarterback in the run game, because I think that can be a weapon. I think anytime you have players that you know, have the ability to make a play, you want to find ways to be able to use them.
Back to Northern New Jersey again, just there a month ago, this time to play the New York Jets. Let's talk about their offense, first of all. They look pretty strong early in the year, a lot of different offensive packages. They've slid back a little with injuries to the wide receiving core and the quarterbacks turning the ball over quite a bit. What is the challenge for your defense on Sunday?
Well, I think the first thing is I think they're an exceptional running football team. They're able to run the ball really well. They got a couple of really good backs. They're pretty good up front, being able to block, you know, for the run game. And so we're going to have to stop the run, and then we're going to have to be able to get some pressure on Geno and hopefully make him make some bad decisions and turn the football over to us. And that's really no different than any other week. But I think specifically with a young quarterback, with a rookie quarterback, you want to try to give him some different looks and try to get some pressure on him.
You want to be able to stop their run, certainly, and run the ball against them. But this is a tremendous rush defense. Muhammad Wilkerson is playing lights out, number 96. This looks unblockable at times. Talk about the challenge of trying to run the ball and just, you know, keeping the quarterback upright against all of Rex Ryan's exotic pressures he's going to bring you.
Yeah, it's a challenge, you know, and they've played a lot of good defense there in New York for a long time since Rex Ryan has been there. So it's a challenge. Probably the biggest challenge is just identifying where everybody's going to be aligned and how to get the quarterback protected and how to pick up the variations of the defenses that we're going to see.
Antonio Cromartie, D. Milliner, their corners, and both have good size. Cromartie is a big, tall, lanky guy. Andre Holmes is going to join us next on the Silver and Black Show. Talk about what he's done for you the last three games, what he did in Dallas. And is that the way you want to go with your wide receiving core, is just to get a little more size in that group?
Well, I think anytime you can get somebody that's quarterback friendly, you know, and so having a big target with a wide catching radius really helps the quarterback out. And, you know, like I said before, Andre's a guy that we identified in training camp that we really liked because he possessed some of those qualities, but yet still had the speed to stretch the field vertically down the field. So, you know, he's a guy that you know, we want to continue to have involved in the offense and continue to try to get the ball to him. And he's really improved, as he's come along throughout the season.
What a game he had on Thanksgiving. 7 catches for $136. Coach, thanks for your time. As always, good luck on Sunday in New York.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
You got to go out there and play physical and not let him dictate the physicality out there. He's going to really try and set the tone, and you can't allow him to do that.
The Barron's Player of the Month is brought to you by Barron's, a legacy of elegance, now located at the Hacienda Crossings in Dublin, or online at barronsjewelers.com. The largest bridal ring selection in the state and worth the drive from anywhere. That's Barron's, a legacy of elegance.